James, what was your view of that game?
They're a good side. They won 5-0 last week. They beat the top teams. They're obviously inconsistent. Got some good, which is why they're in the position in the league. But cancelled each other out at times. Gained a few chances. This club's brilliant in terms of getting the pitch as it is and everything like that. But it was heavy out there. I'm looking for positives, but the lads dug in. They had chances to win the game, but so did we. Jamie Slay went through. Good save by the keeper. And then Massa's chance at the end, flashed past the post. But, after the Shirebrook defeat last week, we want to win all our home matches, but there's a big crowd here today. And I think both teams, if I'm totally honest, deserved a point each.
Yeah, it seemed a fairly even game, like you say, very few chances, but, we need to take chances when they arrive, don't they?
Yeah, definitely, Robin, it's part of football, if we don't put the ball in the back of the net. I'll never have a go at players hitting the target. Our chances today, like you say, were limited, but, this club, this job that I've taken on, take time. Take time to get bad habits away from the players. It didn't help us after 15 minutes, where I thought it was firmly on top, that our main centre-half goes down and looks like a long-term injury. So we've lost two centre-halves in the space of 5-6 weeks that I've been here. But, we do need to take the chances. The top end of the pitch, we're looking to improve. But, we don't want to throw money at it or get players in for the wrong reasons. We'll find the right solution, but despite the lack of quality at times, the effort, determination, I was pleased with.
Yeah, they did quite well. I mean, the conditions were awful, really. Yeah. I mean, the heavy pitch, fog, doesn't help, does it, for footballers?
No, not at all. In terms of how they get up for it, me and Mark prepared them right, as we normally do. We needed a reaction from last week. Referees, pitch, conditions, same for both sides, and I think that's what it was today. Normally I don't look at that, but fair play to them. I like their manager, speaks well, respectful. They're a good club. I think they'll take points off a lot of teams, and we'll move on.
Looking forward to the 4th of Jan now. It seems quite a way away, but you'll have Jack Andrews back.
Yeah, it'll be a massive boost for us. We definitely missed him. I thought, obviously, the first goal worked, putting Jamie in his preferred position, dropping Mass down one, Dylan and Albie into midfield. And, obviously the first goal, it worked. But having Jack back, his quality on the ball, his leadership, we've definitely missed him. And, coming up to a tough January. And, we'll be looking to, again, like I said in the pre-match notes, this club is in a transition period where we will get it right, but it will take time. We'll get the right personnel in. And obviously, Jack, in my opinion, is one of the best midfielders in this league. So it'd be a massive boost for us, yeah.
Have you got anybody, that's not playing at the moment that could be playing against Belper?
Again, we speak every time, don't we, about Kane. He's a huge player for us. Jensen came on today and did well. You can tell he's been out for a few weeks. But, I thought Skipper was good today. Mass played in an unfamiliar position, but at times he looked dangerous. Obviously, with 15 minutes to go, I brought young Phil on, the 16-year-old, who's going to be a hell of a player. Told him to position himself against the six to stop him playing, and the left back was on a booking, so I pushed Mass out there and tried to get him the ball. But obviously conditions and the pitch at times, which again is not an excuse, but we couldn't really get him the ball as much as we should. But that's football. I felt at the end when Louis made that save, I thought that could be a last minute defeat, but it's not, and keep fighting.
Yeah. Very good. I thought they did quite well. Just before you go, Jack Bostock, his injury. What is What is it?
It's a knee. In training, Lewis Anthony's tackled like as a side foot tackle, which, to be fair, these days, you know, you lift your foot, you know, it's a straight red card. So, but going in like that, it don't look good because he's obviously full impact and jarred his knee. And the other lad, good challenge, wasn't a dirty challenge at all, no complaints, but his knee, you know, swelled straight away, I think, and he's off to hospital. And, you know, it's a shame, but, you know, it's not going to be easy, Robin. You know, this job's not easy, and prepared for everything that comes our way. You know, I've had options to bring in probably 10 players in the last 6-7 weeks. I brought in what we need, and I'll continue to do that until we get it right, until we get consistency. I think since the four games I've been in, you know, we've picked up 5 points out of a possible 12, and that's where we are at the minute. But, you know, we're building. I thank the fans for their support. I had a couple of or a few disgruntles about playing football, and I'm a manager who, you know, these people watch me play. I like to play football, but, you know, we're in a situation where it's needs must, and I'm not telling the players to go direct. I'm telling the players to play, but there's only so much information you can play and information you can say, and they're out there playing, and I take full responsibility, of course. And these fans will one day see flowing football that they deserve, maybe the glory years that this club's had. But right now, it's fingers to the pump, and everyone's pulling in the right direction.
Great. Well, cheers.